This poem is called Rahway. It's a long poem in seven parts. Rahway, part one. Like highways standing too long, used and untouched. One. The gravel crunching beneath your tires, the jingling announcement of backdoor bells. The women looked up from the fireplace and said hello. What followed was old like silence, both comfortable and awkward. I felt clumsy about my existence with these women who could see through but not into me, who need to see my face to remember that I breathe. These comfortable, quiet women placed me between them like a bundling board, sitting like wood in front of a fire. I feel such things grow as they die, expanding. And I know that we share knowledge and know nothing of what comes before and nothing of the nothing that comes after. Two. What shall we do after we've driven each other away at the stake of identity? What shall we do when we know an empty, burning cry? You'll curl into a blanket and into a chair. I'll learn to choose not to be there. Empty pain is the price of our knowledge. Outside the window over the fireplace hangs a feeder. I watch the birds come to eat. You stare into the flame. We have different fantasies, but the feeling is the same. You look at the bird, I stare into the flame. We're cross-eyed from our visions. Together, we are electricity that drowns the bird in the flame. Three. The ghosts make noise in the cold that moves through these rooms, trying to latch on. This painting, made on the front room by the door, is the call of someone desperate to be remembered. This center room is like tombstone, its objects handled or noticed and reflecting, but unable to give the feel of things comfortable with their place. Where there are no noises, there are shadows, moving with the silence that has made them. When we've burned our senses away for being too much of us, what will we want to feel? When we've learned that we've learned the illusions of color, where will we want to look? In the numbness that has not survived, but has given the appearance of surviving. Four. For nights with a map of the world hung over my bed next to empty bookshelves, listening to this house constantly running water. I stayed as you left me and was at my best unconscious. When the mix of the scents makes you make for a new bed and the mix of the men helps you find a new home, will you lace up your smile for someone's face? Rahway, part two. Back from Minneapolis. One. Waiting in a car, then by a door. Waiting like I'm held, then blown apart. Lying in a dim room, I say, this can't come to any good end. I'm always there with some message, then I'm always shot. Back here, unable to move. The room is part of revival, stretching like anticipation, slow time. Breakfast is last night's dreams. Imagination fills the places you imagined were there. A rebuilt sense of sanity, reaching for surrounding influences. Two. Summer bugs stray in the rooms. Moths beat themselves against my reading lamp. Shapes blend from compository to pureness, like grain in a magnified photograph, where time is place. 3. Fixing a mind, like arranging furniture from the traces of old patterns, with some confusion, complicated by the necessity of light and the tired need of a window. On more nights than I care to imagine, I think of you, after the sleep I did for something to do left us together. If there were no forces between you and me, if there were no places, and there was no time, if hope could turn black as a night cat's eyes, glowing in the fire of their darkness, if we lived in the light of the moon. 4. Weeks become months. Time is spinning cylinders of a combination lock. Images freeze in my mind. What I feel is my weakness, prying me loose inside my mind, a line at a time. She said that a careless death was a sloppy compromise that brought no one any closer. She held my soul and said it was the last time. 5. Her place measured security by distance. Land stretched land to the front and back, endlessly stretching and flat. Where the river divides the city, the town has a bridge, stretching as far as you can see. And the people walk and the people ride, and at least once each year, one goes over the side. From twilight to twilight, when distance escapes, and the illusion of the guardrails and the blackness below them, a large concrete bridge with a glassway that runs down the center, where I heard flute song, and the Indian sang that something gone wrong has to be started over again to be put right. She sat across from me with freckled cheeks and asked if I remembered the way that her hands used to creep into my pockets on cold nights. Then she asked if I would repeat everything that she said. 6. Walking through the parking lot to the botanical garden and the zoo, arms and hands locked together, we went to the half-acre cage where they kept the wolves. One white male with dog-sad eyes, showing his teeth and twitching his ears, the summer flies, in hope of a piece of meat. One elephant held to a tree by a chain that clanked beneath his step. The monkeys are modeled after New York City, packed in, surrounded by a moat, shouting to those outside, shouting among themselves, moving with the business of the tribe, some asleep, some silent. The imported gardens, stocked with birds and songs, and trees that go up to a glass-covered sky. And the garden statue, with her smooth body and surprised face, holding out her hands for water. Part 3. New York and the Jersey Shore. 1. Unfamiliarity, made by distance, confusion, and velocity, meeting at the airport gate. Without looking at me, she asks if I want to see her pictures. There is a tree that bulges from a flatness, a face made with one side of a face, and shadows that look like bars on an alley wall. Her short hair and summer-caressed face tell stories that spin the mixture of our combination. She says, I tell everyone now that it's hard to be a person. The room is cluttered in the way that someone who is visiting overfills a space. I ask if there is somewhere she wants to go with me. She places a thought-filled finger to her lips and answers, "Where don't I want to go alone? I want to reach what is between us." As we feel the flickering closeness that tries not to leave us, as if there was something to be done, she says, "There's nothing to be done with everything that people have shared. We'd have leftovers." 2. Walking in circles from the bottom to the top of the museum without stopping together. The green violinist has a foot over each roof, and only the smile that a man in purple pants can wear. We turn. There are no lovers on the walls of this place. There is a pillar at the top. Wordlessly, into each other's arms, like we'd been there before, she says, "I think you make things up about me." When George and Martha had their kid, they gave it shape and from between them kept the thing outside. Poor, poor George and Martha, so much stronger than you and I, each with a child lost inside. 3. Waves wash my mind. My dreams have left me. She says the water is cold, and I dive open-mouthed. On the beach, she doesn't leave when I close my eyes. Memories are old films, retouched. We lay on the beach with no blanket. The sun and the repetition of waves brings her sleep. I touch the soft backs of her thighs with the gaze of my eyes. My fingers brush sand from the traces of her ribs. What was between us has left space. 4. Verona. Her eyes wonder wide as she mouthed the words of her book, which closed when I came into the room. In a face made of imagination, she said, "Tell me a story." Humming lush breaths, with her ankles crossed in back of her head, she'd hurry my hips with her fingers. She'd say I was the silliest man that she ever met, and make me laugh until I was as happy as an easy truth. A girl who put angels on winter lawns, easing herself down like a slow secret, bouncing like she was riding a horse. I'd buck into the air and shake her from side to side. Covered up to our necks with smiling faces, I'd say, "I feel more than alive when you were with me." She'd scrunch her face and say, "Let's do things." We planted a garden alongside our bed in the beginning of the year's cold light. Undernourished things grew, and the cats ate them. Her eyes closed and her mouth shaking, riding silently in a car with a place that we could not stand between us, turning into each other. 2. Opening is a parting gesture. She said, "I feel you in me, and then I reach for other people. You watched me and wanted me more after I left you." I said, "But the feeling when we are together." She said, "I won't get into that again. Not for a long time. Not ever." We were given to feeling inside each other. Sometimes with a candle, like a telephone, between us, sitting cross-legged, charting intuitions and dreaming. Set back in a house guarded by trees, I wanted us married when we wished for who we wanted to be. She wore inspiration like a nursery school rhyme. She said, I hate it when you make me sound like a little child. At a table in the house with things that are left, our candle burns longer than we had a right to expect. We move from now to then, from then to now, with no conception for a future. I said, living in one place reduces me. She said, moving around thins me out. Her hands in front of her mouth, her forehead wrinkled like pain. Her eyes were open, but they looked away. Part 5, Rahway. 1. Centered in a space that is not a room, arrangement does not hold. An artist did her painting where an unknowing man now stands and draws. A half-broken closet door holds back things which should have been of use. Memory is an old cooking fireplace. Time is the constant sound of a ticking clock. A large mirror filled with smudges and distended reflections. When the full moon dogs and emergency sirens wailed, we knew of nothing gone wrong with us. The breeze lifts the black drapes in a motion without sound. We are an exit from the highway. In the back, under the floor of my room, a cat curled up to die. The decay covered everything before I knew what it was. I pulled up the floor and speared the rock-hard corpse. Fat black flies crawled out of its mouth, gorged and bloated. Through the winter, we cursed and crushed them, but they left stains that would not wash away. And we knew of nothing grabbing on to us. We lived for wine-filled conversations, books, weed, music, sex, magic. The house gave itself to us sympathetically. A place where people came to dream and have dreams spun. 2. She had the wandering feel of a child with painter's eyes, wide like an open fantasy. I heard rats in the walls, so let me sleep with you tonight. She squawked and strutted. We called her the bird. She painted rows of women lying on pallets under red and purple skies. Her color caught confusion and exploded. She left with steel in her eyes. The ecstasy of her belief vanished. So it was for us all. Part 6. Postcards. 1. The river and house are pictured with a low fog on a warm winter night, drawn to our windows by the light. A piano and a voice, the scent of turkey and pipe smoke, a breeze with bells, the soft collusion of glasses, filled with arrangements, pillows on the floor, candles reflecting glass, and an open stack of magazines. The brightening fireplace, smoky banter. My palm slides on the welcoming counter. A kiss causes hips to quiver in the kitchen. The creak of dishes settling in the sink. The guitar and the flute tuning a voice. Soft laughter and then quiet. Remembering the darkness outside the window by the mimosa tree. Alan opening the back door and calling, Is that you, Jean? Karen whispered up to me, don't let him see. 2. I remember our bedroom when it was filled up with bed. The walls were green, the sheets were red. Lovers in the morning in a crumpled, moist spread. A gong by the door, a latticed ceiling and a slanted floor. She said, these walls hold you when you try to sleep. Something inside here won't let me be. 3. Pillows close to a fire and heads propped on laps, drawling words like brandy, lighting cigarettes and smiling down into the glass. Doors won't stay closed here unless they're latched in this place of open spaces. 4. On some very late days of a mild, mild winter, when the sun first warms you with its ins and outs, I remember then thinking about how we resembled sprouts, showing our heads, needing to stretch. We'll need more lifetimes to work what we've got to work out. 7. Ensconced. I still feel like I am going home when I go to Rahway, but I wanted a place that no one could take from me. Spring music with a chill in the air and the warmth of a dance. The waxing moon appears and reappears. The house speaks plainly, like a stage of life. Perspective is a view from the outside. As we crawl in dreams, inspecting and naked, calling into the early light. When she feels me, I wonder if she knows what to do. We fit what we see into what we become. Where I am, she will be too.